with that being said, we're super excited about that, and then we're going to move now into our social media tip number seven. So we really only have seven, eight, and nine. We're almost done with our tips. You know, we've really been enjoying digging into this, and I think it's really made me be thinking about social media a little bit different. This topic is going to be tip seven. So we have talked already a little bit, especially zoning into on your personal posts, on your messages, on your comments, how to have comfort and peace of Christ in painful situations, whether that be a conflict, whether that be grief, whether that be just general mental health challenges, whatever it might be, how to really bring biblical principles to that. And, you know, again, like I said, we've already touched on it, but I don't know about some of you, but in the U.S. here, we've had a pretty conflict-oriented social media week. There's been a lot that's gone on, and we'll touch on that in a second. But, you know, we felt very much so that we should, again, talk about that conflict resolution and peace on social media, especially as a Christian.
Definitely. So before we kind of get into the details there, you know, we had said we would report back about
our usage this past week. Because, yes, me and Mitch talked a lot last week about the whole idea of setting healthy boundaries, keeping a journal, looking at it. And so for me, okay, I did worse than Abby. I was on for 9 hours and 30 minutes throughout. This is counting from last Friday to now, or actually I think last like Saturday or Sunday, because I was going off of really when I started looking at that.
Okay.
But what I actually noticed is, I will say this as a note, this week I actually spent more than normal on Snapchat because I started, and this is another reminder about social media, it's not necessarily that you're being social and communicating, but like a lot of social medias have like videos and various stuff. So on Snapchat this week, on Wednesday, I spent like an hour and a half watching these like videos about like it was like this lineup like Snapchat channel, and like basically what it was like, can you pick out, you know, the pet to the owner? And it was like people.
Oh, that's so fun!
You
got sucked in.
I got sucked in. So like another reminder about social media is you might not be even looking at people's stuff or commenting, but it's still like this social engagement thing, and I was so entertained. Like there was this one place where it was like, can you guess what country of the world they're from? And like it was people like trying to, you know, do it. And I have to say, I didn't do the best, but I did better. And we have a lot of students in South Africa, and so one of the people had a South African accent, and I was like,
you got it.
They're from South Africa. I was like, I knew it. Nobody got it right, so I felt really good. I was like, ah, I got it. So anyway, that sucked me in, potentially maybe even 2 hours. So I'll say I probably spent more like 7 hours of like commenting, texting, liking people's stuff on social media, commenting, whatever have you. So yeah, anyway, so me it was Snapchat and Facebook because of that, but Abby, you said you did more Instagram and Facebook.
I did, yeah, and that was like a little over 7 hours, but again, as I was typing this out on the slide, I was like, you know, nothing really productive like came of that time. Like I was trying to think like, oh, how was I like encouraging or like what like takeaways did I have? And really nothing came to mind. And I mean, Facebook, especially as Abby had mentioned, was a little tumultuous this week. So I think overall it was like a negative experience.
And I did spend a lot of time one of the days on Facebook and Instagram looking through the story responses that people were having. So just a quick kind of say, again, if you're in the U.S., you might have known there was like a voting with the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade or whatever it is, basically making it so that it's to the states again to make decisions on abortion. And there was a lot of unrest on social media and a lot of anger and conflict. And there was a lot there. And so I really, on one of the days, that day that happened, I probably did spend about an hour looking through people's responses. And it was like, I kind of was like, gosh, I felt so discouraged from just the aggression, you know. Anyway, we're going to continue with the slide here and the tip.
Yeah, so again, the tip is, you know, bringing comfort and peace of Christ in painful situations and, you know, how to resolve conflicts on social media with biblical principles. So we wanted to kind of start out with some statistics here. And, you know, I don't know exactly how accurate these are. It's kind of a hard thing to measure, I think, conflict is. But these first two are from Pew Research. And the first one says 68% of teens who use social media have witnessed people stirring up drama, so to say, on these platforms. and, you know, as no longer a teen, as an adult, I can say I would guess, you know, maybe even more see that, especially with the current, you know, political circumstances in the U.S. at least. And then 31% of social media users have fought with a friend over something that occurred online. And I think this was actually referring to, you know, taking something further than just being online and actually, you know, having a conflict with it, whether it's in person or like off social media. So, you know, 1 in 3 people, that's like pretty high, I would say. And then there's this little graphic from Barna, which is, you know, the reasons people argue on social media. So the half on the right is kind of like, I didn't like what a stranger posted. I didn't like what someone I know posted, or I was defending someone else in an argument. And then on the left, someone I know did not like what I posted, or a stranger did not like what I posted. So that's kind of the engaging with someone else and then someone engaging with me. So
it's interesting to see that a lot of times you can end up getting in a fight with a stranger because you commented on like some big post, or you commented on somebody else's post and then somebody you didn't know was commenting back to you. So it's actually really interesting to me that, you know, 26 plus 17% is actually occurring with somebody you've never even, like, met. Like, fighting and having conflict.
It is crazy. And it in this past week, I think, you know, we see the magnitude here, right, why this is worth talking about. But even for me, like, I was not engaging on Facebook this past week, but it peeved me off, like, just in my disposition of the week. And I think, you know, that's something that has to be included in this, where if you feel like, oh, if I saw that person in person, I would avoid them, or I would call them out on it. You know, those kind of things that are really insinuating this conflictive, like, attitude that just isn't necessarily productive. So I think, you know, even if you're not engaging with this, I think we can all definitely speak into the magnitude of this issue.
Definitely. So continuing this tip, you know, we talked about this already before, but our Peace Smart classes, our People Smart classes, our Influence Smart classes, all of that, it talks a lot about discerning God's purpose and your priorities and how to keep peace and resolve that. And Matthew 6:33 is, again, an amazing reminder, but first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and just keep your priorities and your purpose on God. So before we continue any more into this, just, again, resetting all of our focus to think about in situations and all of this, to just seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
Definitely. And so, yeah, that was from the Peace Smart class. And honestly, like, every unit in there, I think, could be applied to this. So this was just the one kind of, like, framework takeaway, but there's so much in there. And then this slide kind of talks about those wildfire accelerants, so to say. So kind of these, like, negative traits that really fuel the flame in conflict. So, you know, pride, arrogance, self-righteousness, spiritual superiority, overemphasizing the truth and underemphasizing mercy, and then just talking about revenge there and kind of the negative effects of that mindset when you feel like you have to settle a score or get even, or, you know, tell the truth to someone who, like, wronged you. And I really like that last line that, you know, it exposes a lack of trust in God's promise to take vengeance on behalf of his people. So it's kind of the idea, you know, not every battle is ours to fight, per se. And especially on social media, you know, we've touched on this again before, but sometimes just leaving it really is the right thing to do.
Giving it to God. Well, and I think, you know, one of the things this week, you know, I think many of you have actually seen in our courses, you know, Dr. Fettes talks very much so about pro-life, and in a personal sense, I am pro-life. And so it's very, you know, it's difficult to see a lot of people that I love and I'm close with have a different opinion, but I think it's just important that we do respect someone else's opinion. And I think that's in line with the trouble, is I just saw a lot of disrespect, both ways, you know, just a lot of that. And it's just very, again, it's sad to see. It's like people are not able to just voice their opinions a lot of times. They want to attack God. They want to attack personal people. You know, even the people that made that ruling, one of the things that just upset me most is people were sharing, like, I hope they never do well or have any rest in their life because of this. It's like, They made a vote trying to go off of the Constitution. You know, they weren't even trying to necessarily go off of their own personal beliefs. And it's like, that is just, like, it's just sick, like, to be wishing evil and terrible things on somebody. And I can't even tell you how many people I saw that on the story that I have felt were my friends. And that was just really sad to me. It's like, again, I respect your opinion, but I don't respect you treating somebody like that. That's not, you know, it in some of them, again, or even who have said they were Christians, and that's even more upsetting to me.
Right.
So, again, I don't know what you've all seen, and I don't want to get too much into the actual what's right, what's a good argument, what's believed, what's not. But just, again, when we're starting to attack people personally and wish ill and evil on them over a decision that is, you know, something that I think people really have to look within their heart and give that to God and pray, you know, for more peace. So 100%. Continuing that text here.
No, but I think it just speaks into, you know, the manipulation of social media, and it is so easy to go down that slippery slope. And again, it's like we're not even, you know, making progress in what is right, what is the truth, seeking peace, like how are we going to, you know, deal with like what's going on. It's just, it is those attacks, and it's like, what is going to become of that? That's what I felt. It's just like, how can we move forward with this sort of animosity, like in these situations? But yeah, anyways, we can go to the slides. And so now kind of pivoting to, you know, how are we seeking peace? How can we pursue, you know, these biblical principles with some verses? So first, John 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So again, that one's just a huge comfort to me, where, you know, when we're seeking biblical peace, it is something that really does go beyond the peace that this world knows. And I think that's some of what we're voicing as a frustration, is it's like on earth, like we just feel like it's so conflict, and where are we going to find like the sense of peace and the sense of comfort? And, you know, as Christians, we can really rest in the fact that it is something that comes from God, and that is something maybe we can't even fully comprehend.
Well, and I think another thing to be encouraged about that is that, you know, here's the turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. You know, we have to be active participants of pursuing that peace, and not letting us you know how it says, don't be troubled and be afraid. You know, don't let your hearts be troubled. Because I think my heart was troubled, and I think it was like needing to step back and go, God has got this, and this is creating a place and environment for me to share the gospel, to spread God even more. And so rather than being disheartened by the conflict, the issues, the back and forth between people, more to see it as, again, an opportunity for fertile soil for sharing the gospel and providing that peace, because we have the Holy Spirit within us and we have God within us. And so, you know, that, again, is, I think, what's so important about these verses. Oh, don't be troubled. He's got it. But seek that peace and pursue it. And another verse I'm pursuing here.
Yeah, Romans 14, verse 19 says, "So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbringing." And one of the things in the Peace Mark classes is like really, you know, taking action, like having that active effect of pursuing peace. You know, it's not always something that we can say, well, we'll just put it on the back burner, let it simmer down, and everyone will, you know, be like comforted in the end. Like, that's not always the case. It is something
there
we do have to take action against. And then also that part about, you know, mutual upbuilding, right? I think in the case that we've been talking about, it's like, as Christians, we need to see the best for both sides. How can we take action in a way that isn't just affirming other Christians or isn't just affirming one certain, you know, view of it? It really is for mutual upbringing. So as much of a challenge as that is, it's an important one.
Yeah, a hugely important challenge. And, you know, just kind of going back to, you know, this verse, I've talked about it a little bit this week. And actually, I first just want to talk about, we had an opportunity of interviewing again and kind of talking about this transformative living course we're doing. And one of the things that I think just kind of speaks into what you're saying, where it's like, you know, we can't just necessarily sit back and go, oh, let everyone calm down. Now, there is times where you have to give people a minute. There is times, whatever, whatever. But what I love that they said was one of the points that they want to make this class is the idea of a really small group of people can make a huge difference in a community and an ecosystem. And so, you know, it was just so inspiring to see how, you know, a couple of people were provided, you know, some education through Kelvin's Prison Initiative, where these guys are connected. And they, just a couple of guys said, well, then I'm going to start a choir ensemble. I'm going to start a writing group. I'm going to start a reading group. And just this huge change took place. And it was just, they were equipped with a little bit of education and love and mentorship. And that just spread out. Yeah. And, you know, again, I think we have that opportunity on social media. We can't fight every battle. We can't win everything. We need to have peace in our heart. But there is times where we can pursue and we can try to share the Christian perspective and, you know, just encourage and uplift and have love. Mutual yeah. And love. So, you know, I think that was really good. And that goes to that, seek to do what's right and seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. And, you know, I think that a lot of the stuff that I've seen is this kind of idea that, you know, people are so pro-life, but then they aren't doing those things. They aren't standing up for the orphans. They aren't helping the widows. They aren't defending justice for everybody. And so I do think as Christians, although, again, not getting any which way of political views, and I think everyone is entitled to be able to share their opinion and share that, and regardless of you're Christian, either way. But the point is making sure that, you know, you are doing what God has called us to do, and that is to seek what's right and, you know, beautiful. And so many of you, again, I see you doing that. I just was looking again at the network and saw someone feeding the homeless and, you know, another person helping orphans.
Yeah.
So, again, I know many of you are taking up that cause of the Christian leader, and you're doing what Isaiah has called you to do.
100%. And it truly is such a blessing to be a part of this community, because I think when we are in times like this where we feel unrest and we feel disheartened, you know, taking up hope and, you know, seeing how you guys are loving others and really, really changing the world. And like these guys from the CPI graduates said, you know, one person can make such a change. And we've seen you guys doing that and making those changes and really winning hearts for Christ and changing the world. So, you know, as negative as we can be, I think there is so much hope,
right,
and there
is
so much comfort and peace that already is being spread.
Absolutely. So continuing on, there is some awesome resources, including we've talked about our Peace Smart class and some of the other ones,
yes.
But also Florence sent this and said that a Bible study that she knew was using this to look at social media, and this was a lot about reflecting before you hit send. I haven't personally read it yet, but, you know, kind of looked through some of the topics and thought this is really could be really helpful. And so, you know, we do encourage you guys. We're talking and we're going on, but there is other resources and great ways, especially if you feel called to do a lot of ministry on social media, or you're somebody who does use it a lot, you know, that could be really good to even take this further than these
Definitely. Talks
and look at some people that maybe are even more educated and have looked into this more than we have, but we just want to encourage that there is some other resources and opportunities available, especially for conflict on the space of social media.
100%. I think, you know, what we're seeking to do is just kind of have the discussion about it and, you know, read what you guys have to say in the comments, kind of work through this ourselves. But again, I think this is an amazing topic to like bring to a youth group, to bring to your small group, to bring to a church, you know, and really reflect more on this with others and kind of sharing, whether it's these tips or tips you find on your own or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, just starting the conversation is really powerful. So I love that you shared that resource. So then we kind of have some reflection questions here. You know, we encourage you guys to share your thoughts in the comments, of course. But this was a good one. You know, how do you self-evaluate your interactions on social media? Kind of tough, but I think we have a lot to say about, you know, evaluating others. But what kind of is like your, you know, self-evaluation, self-reflection, whether that's taking time, whether it's like looking back on different situations. I don't know if you have anything to say on that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think it goes back to like taking that holistic view of everything that we've been talking about here. Like, how am I doing with messaging? How am I doing with posting? How am I doing in, you know, commenting? How much time am I using? Even that whole topic, you know, I hope some of you did take that journal and took an opportunity to look at how much of your time is going into social media. And then, how much of it did you feel was productive time? How
right.
much of it the time that you felt like did make an impact for the kingdom or just made a positive impact in your own life, you know, where you were encouraged by seeing stuff going on with friends or whatever it might be, but where it was worth your time. And so I think it's a lot of self-evaluation both on, yeah, how am I doing, especially today we're talking about how am I doing on the peace and the resolution and just, you know, again, you can say what you feel without being rude, negative, disrespectful, you know, and I think that is very important to self-reflect on, evaluate, and yeah, it's always going to be a journey.
Definitely, and I think even that exercise of just checking my screen time or whatnot on the social media, like different apps, it was like a time of self-evaluation and reflection. And like I said, like I didn't really have one positive like takeaway from
right.
all that time.
Like, oh,
so
I'm so glad I spent 7 yeah. hours doing this.
right. So like, even just kind of having that check of like, okay, is there fruit coming from this? And then another thing I think of, you know, when you're scrolling through and seeing all these different people, you know, instead of making judgments on them or whatnot, I think, you know, kind of seeing it as like, okay, I can pray for this person in this way. I can pray over this situation.
Yeah.
Kind of using that as a guide to, you know, if nothing else, at least you're making this positive fruit by praying for them.
Yeah, and I really like this comment here from Florence. She said, also, please give ourselves grace if we do explode or speak in an ungodly light and know that we can turn to the Lord, repent, ask for him to forgive, and new soil in our hearts to do better. And, you know, such a great reminder as we go on this, you know, we're very much so focused on, like, how can we be better? How can we be better? How can we be better? And, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe this week you did get really passionate about something, and maybe it was good, the passion, but maybe it was executed in the wrong way, like Florence said, where there was an ungodly light that you spoke or whatever. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay to bring to the Lord, repent, and pray for soil in your heart. Like Florence said, I love that, to just do better, to do better next time. And even if next time you don't do better, again, bring it to the Lord, pray about it, you know, and kind of reflect, yeah, why did I maybe get so angry, or why did I get so this way, you know? And one thing that, you know, I think kind of unrelated to this, but I just thought about when I was saying that, so I'm going to share it, but I had to, for school, watch this video on, like, grief. And, you know, sometimes maybe you were really upset because of a grief, or you were really sad because of that. And one of the things that really moved me about this discussion that he talked about is when we're grieving and going through something, if we go around grief, go over it, under it, any which way but through it, we're going to get stuck in that grief. And it's going to ruin our witness. It's going to ruin our relationships because we're living in that grief. We're stuck right there. And, you know, I was just really moved by that, that it's like we have to go through whatever that grief looks like. And it's a healthy thing to go through grief. We have to do that. And the last point on that really moved me, kind of shifting from like anger conflict, but also to like grief a little bit. Another thing that really moved me with it was kind of this idea of the more that you love, the more that you are going to feel things. The more that you might cry over something maybe even unrelated to you because you just like love. And we saw that with Jesus. He wept. He cried. He got angry when the temples were being turned into a place of robbery. You know,
right,
it's like
right.
emotion is okay to have, you know. And so if you got passion or you are going through a hard grief, that, you know, that's part of being created in the image of God, is having those emotions. Now, we do very quickly have those emotions turn evil, and we see that in the Bible. Be slow to angry, or slow to speak, quick to listen. But it is a reminder that, you know, in light of what Florence said, to not beat yourself up if you are being passionate, or you are going through grief, or you are going through a really tough situation, and remembering that that's part of what it is to love, and going through grieving and even dealing with anger or frustration, like that is part of being human. And again, we don't go through it perfect because we are living in a broken world.
Yeah, that's so well said, Abby. And I think that, you know, society today has kind of conditioned us to shame people who feel these emotions so strongly, and I think that can have a lot of negative effects, like you said, when you're going around something or really suppressing a certain feeling. And so I think, you know, coming to terms with that and facing those things head on can be really intimidating and something that's uncomfortable, but again, it's an opportunity for growth. And I think we see that at every single stage in our life, and, you know, social media and this conflict is just a piece of that. So I really
exactly.
love how you said that. That was
Thank
awesome.
You. And I think that goes into the strategies of bringing peace
yeah.
and comfort, because again, sometimes it might be peace, like calming down because there's anger, but sometimes again, it might be comfort. And we've talked about some of the other segments, just, you know, can you be the person, as the Lord may be leading you, to be that comfort for somebody
right.
and just be that listening ear? Because a lot of times when someone is going through grief, they need to, rather than bottle it up, they need to be able to talk to somebody and talk through those emotions and share the grief and share that experience. And again, social media might be that way for them to be able to share that, especially if you don't live nearby each other or you have super busy schedules. And so, you know, just I think that is definitely a strategy, is again thinking about how where's a conversation, again, we've challenged this kind of before, but where's a conversation I could have this week that might really benefit bringing peace to a situation, whether that be grief or anger or depression or whatever it might be.
100%. And I think that really speaks into the third question as well. You know, how do you respond when you see others in conflict on social media? And that we've spoken into that a lot, and it's kind of, you know, in response to like what we have been talking about this week. But yeah, I think, you know, each situation is different, but just coming from a place of A, like understanding why people are in conflict, you know, not placing a judgment on them, not having that holier than thou attitude. But again, whether it's intervening, whether it's praying for them, whether it's direct messaging them, whatever kind of tactic you might take, I think it is going back to the self-evaluation and even the book that Florence had shared, just kind of think one more second before you take that action, just to be sure that it is how the Lord is guiding you and that it is going to protect both of these people's hearts and really bring love and peace and comfort to the situation.
I love that, Abby. Gordon shared a great comment on, I find one way that has helped me is remembering that God judges from the mercy seat. Where do I need to extend myself and others mercy? Mm. Usually that takes away the need for judgment altogether. Also, self-awareness is important. If you are hungry, you can get quite hangry. So I, with you on the hangry thing, I definitely do that. And so it is good to just be self-aware. And that's where when you are self-evaluating, it can really help you understand better your reaction to a situation and all that. But also, again, I love what you just said about judging from the mercy seat. You know, you sit back and think, am I looking at this from this maybe even revenge or anger, right? Or, you know, even if, again, it's maybe justified anger, or am I looking at this from the perspective of mercy and grace?
Definitely. Great note to end on there. And I think this was really good for me to talk about, actually, after this whole week.
I feel like, and that's right. You know, again, it's important. Like, we're kind of able to talk to each other right here, and even some of the comments. That's awesome. But I think, you know, if you're having maybe a lot of conflict on social media, like we've seen this week in our place, mm-hmm. it might be really good to just find that person that you can talk with and just share the emotion and unpack what's going on. And, you know, again, a productive conversation, not a conversation that's going to make you more like fired up and upset or more anxious or more sad if it's true, whatever it might be, but someone who is going to be able to come alongside you. Because I did find it really helpful for me to kind of talk about it. And I think hopefully it's going to help me go better into this coming week of social
media. Yeah, definitely. And I think it can be so isolating when you're like, well, is anyone else feeling this way? Because everyone just seems to be fighting on Facebook. Like, is no one else like stressed out by this? And it's like, when you take a step back, I think everyone feels these kind of anxieties and this kind of anger and whatever it might be. You know, everyone has these emotions. So just kind of taking a step back and really connecting with people can make you feel a lot less isolated in the situation.
Absolutely. So. Well, thank you guys for listening. I think, again, this is a hard topic to do. And, you know, even for us, you know, there's things that maybe we haven't said that, you know, again, we encourage you to look at in the courses or check out in books that might be really helpful for just increasing your witness on social media. And we have a couple more points coming. You know, next week we're going to dig a little bit more into the different platforms and the purposes of them, and kind of just maybe take a step back, and we've kind of zoned in all the way into grief and this anger, you know, painful situations on social media, but now kind of taking a step back and looking more at that evangelism piece and what is a great way to connect and kind of that sort of thing. Yeah, some practical movement there. So I want to share this last, another comment that came in from James here. When you are angered with another and in conflict, you are trying to serve yourself. Better to walk away, speak to the person after you've both cooled down, because both will see only the world, not God, if you go at it super, you know, upset. So that is an awesome kind of ending point is to just, take that time to not be serving yourself in that conflict. And I think this goes a lot to what those quotes from the Peace Smart class that we had included about. A lot of times it's coming from this place of, like, pride or even self-defense, you know, all that kind of stuff. So Yeah, Ryan DeCook showed up here with the Peace Corps and said, get out of the trap of offense. That's good. Get out of that trap. So, yeah, again, encourage you guys to keep looking at further resources on that. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in on that tough topic.